Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 27th. Remember that covenant we were talking about from 2 Chronicles 19 and 20? Jehoshaphat seems to have made himself familiar with his great-great-grandfather Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple. There, Solomon invoked the covenant God had undertaken with the people of Israel, reiterating the terms of the covenant. God will fulfill his promises to bless Israel, protect her from her enemies, and prosper the people as they lived obediently and faithfully to God. On the other hand, if the people of Israel became corrupt and disloyal to God, then they accepted the fact that their lives would be made miserable by God. If they then realized their folly and returned to the Lord, he would hear from heaven and forgive, and become their champion against their enemies once more. Now, a rather grave threat to the continued survival of Judah rose up. The allied armies of Moab, Ammon, and Edom, the Jews' rather nasty and religiously pagan relatives, came to the west of the Jordan, planning to attack Jerusalem and the rest of Judah. This army didn't appear content with merely subjugating Judah. They wanted to drive it out of the land. Another way to say, annihilate the Jews. Not a whole lot has changed in 2,800 years, has it? On the verge of being attacked, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. That a fast was called for the entire nation to observe underlines the seriousness both of the situation and Jehoshaphat's resolve to depend on God. But what hope for deliverance did Jehoshaphat have? The covenant. They were about to discover for themselves what a very sound move it is to trust the God who fulfills his promises. The very next day, the entire army of the Jews, I suppose God wanted a lot of witnesses, saw God's deliverance. Not a single enemy soldier survived the ambush that God launched on Judah's enemies on their way into God's holy land. All the Jews had to do was pick up the plunder and return home, and strike up the praise band for a national celebration. No wonder all of the other erstwhile enemies of Judah cooled their heels and chariots when news got out about the God who fought for Judah and Jehoshaphat. The covenant. Those who resolve to believe the God of the covenant will never be disappointed. They may often be astounded. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.